Friends, the context of today's gospel lesson is found in a teaching session. Jesus is teaching his followers about the demands of being a disciple. And part of the instruction had to do with trusting God to provide for them, which is a huge step of faith. And God, in my experience, has often blessed the messengers that he sends out through other people like you and I. In our text, Jesus tells his disciples to go into the towns and to share the good news of the gospel and to find people who will feed them and put them up for during their stay. They were to find people who would provide for their needs. And if they went into a town and they found that no one would receive their message and no one would provide for them, well, then they were to knock the dust of that town off their sandals and move on. Now, this was a practice of some of the very religious Jewish people, that when they left a foreign land, that they would shake the dust off their sandals and off their cloaks and their clothing, basically purifying themselves of the religious pollution of that pagan land. This was also a sign that they were disassociating themselves from the pagan people of that foreign land. And so for the disciples to do this when they left a Jewish town that was unwilling to listen to the message they brought was, in a sense, to call those people pagans. And because of this and other reasons, the disciples would be betrayed, they'd be arrested, beaten, and imprisoned. Jesus told them that he was sending them out like sheep among the wolves, and therefore they should be as shrewd as snakes, but as innocent as doves. Now, if you're someone who is looking to follow Jesus, you're really thinking about being one of his disciples, so far this isn't sounding very good, is it? And knowing this, Jesus concludes his teaching session on a more positive note. In this passage today, attention is given to those who receive the messengers of the gospel and offer them hospitality. Now, why would Jesus switch his focus from the disciple to those who receive the disciples? Well, because there's an important message in this for what it says about those who are sent out and represent and proclaim the good news, as well as those who receive those who have been sent. Jesus says, "He who receives you receives me, and he who receives me receives the one who has sent me. Anyone who receives a prophet because he is a prophet will receive a prophet's reward, and anyone who receives a righteous person because they are a righteous person will receive a righteous person's reward." Now, the New Revised Standard Translation that we read earlier today interchanges the words welcome and receive. However, in the original Greek, the word received is used every time. And thus, eight times in these two verses, eight, Jesus says the word receive. And four of those times he says, he who receives. There was once a man and his son who liked to travel around and collect fine pieces of art. They traveled the world buying some of the greatest, most beautiful pieces of art that existed. And then one day a war broke out and the son was called off to battle. And unfortunately, he was killed in the war. 3 months after that, a man knocked on the collector's door and he said, "I was a friend of your son's in the war and he saved my life. And in tribute to him, from memory, I painted a portrait of your son." And so he hands the man a rolled up canvas. The collector unrolled and looked at it and marveled at how well this man, from memory, captured his son's essence. He thanked them for the portrait, and they said their goodbyes. The collector then took the portrait of his son that he had been given and put it in his most expensive frame and he set it right in the middle of all his masterpieces of art. Many years later, the collector died, and his collection that was estimated to be worth millions was to be auctioned off. On the day of the auction, thousands of people came to bid on a particular piece of art. And the auctioneer said that the auction would begin, and the first piece of art to be auctioned off was the portrait of the man's son. And he asked for a bid, and there was silence. The auctioneer prompted them, saying that no other piece of art would be sold and auctioned off until the portrait of the son was taken. There was still silence. A couple minutes went by, and a man in the back, the man who painted the portrait, made a small bid for the portrait of the son. The auctioneer asked if there were any counter bids, and then said, "Going once, going twice, sold." And then he announced that this was the end of the auction. Well, all the people there were quite perplexed and many quite angry. And then a lawyer stood up and read the collector's will, which said, "He who takes the son gets it all. He who takes the son gets it all." And this is what Jesus is saying here as well when he says, "He who receives me." The word "receives" means more than just merely welcoming someone into your home. It has a much deeper sense to it. It is to accept not only the messenger, but also the message that they bring, which was the gospel that Jesus was preaching. And to receive the messenger was to receive the person who sent the message. It is an old ancient Hebrew idea of salia, which said, a man's messenger was like the man himself. You may recall Jesus told a parable about a vineyard owner who was away, and his workers, he got word that things weren't quite going the right way, so he sent one of his messengers to see what was going on, and they beat that messenger. So he sent another messenger, and they beat that messenger. And so thinking they needed something more, he decided to send his own son in his place. And they beat the son to death. Now, obviously, the man who owns the vineyard is God, and his son is Jesus. And those messengers who went before him were the prophets. But the point is that the messenger, why this was so important, was the messenger represented the person who was sending the message. To receive the messenger of Jesus and the message of Jesus was to receive Jesus himself. And to receive Jesus, then, was in turn to receive the Father God in heaven. The messengers were so important to the spread of the gospel that Jesus promised a reward to anyone who showed them hospitality and meet their needs. And not just any reward. He says, anyone who receives a prophet or a righteous man will receive the reward of a prophet or a righteous man. And what is the reward of the righteous? What is the reward of those who are in the right with God? Heaven, eternal life. So if you receive Christ the Son, you also receive the Father, God. And further, if you receive the messenger of Christ and that message of salvation, you also receive God and the reward of salvation. Now, I said that the word "receive" had a deeper meaning than just accept, a deeper meaning of accepting the messenger and the message. But it still also carried with it just the simpler idea of meeting the messenger's basic needs. A place to stay, food to eat, water to drink, clothing, perhaps safety. So how much hospitality was expected? Well, Jesus said, if anyone gives even a cup of cold water to one of his disciples, they would not lose their reward. A cup of cold water. The idea is for us to give what we have been blessed with, what we are capable of giving. So if you're wealthy, yeah, give more. Give them a place to stay. Give them a new pair of clothes, But if you are poor, give what you can. And the example of the cup of cold water works in two ways. It is a symbol of our very basic need. We can go without housing for quite some time, years. We can go without clothing for months and months. We can even go without food for quite a few days. But the one thing we cannot go without for more than a few days, water. It is the most essential thing. And so this is basic. And if you can give just that, then it's acceptable. But it was also something that everyone could give. For some of the very poorest people on earth, a cup of cold water may have been the only thing they could offer, but they could offer it. And thus, everyone in the world has an opportunity to receive the messenger, to receive the message of the gospel, and to meet the need, a basic need of the messenger, and therefore receive the reward. Everyone has this opportunity. Now, again, there is a connection between the messenger and Christ. The idea that if you receive and meet the needs of my disciples, then you receive and meet the needs of me. Later in Matthew 25, verse 35, Jesus, talking to the righteous, says, "I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink." And the righteous said, "Lord, when did we find you thirsty and give you something to drink?" And he said, "Whatever you did for one of the least of these, my brothers, you have done for me, and you will not lose your reward." The spread of the gospel message is so important that Jesus makes promises to both those who are willing to go and be messengers and those who are willing to accept and meet the needs of the messengers. In this teaching, we also learn that every one of us is called to help spread the gospel. Some of us as messengers and some of us as supporters of those messengers. The question this morning is, which one are you? And hear me here, I'm not asking which one do you want to be, but which one are you being called to be? Because there is a difference. For quite a while, about 8 years, God was calling me to be a messenger. And I was saying, no, I'm not a messenger. I'm just to sit here and support. I'm to welcome the messenger. And God said, no, you are a messenger. Which one are you? A messenger doesn't have to necessarily be a preacher or an evangelist. They can be that Sunday school teacher. They can be that youth leader, that children's ministry leader. They can be a musician, a lay person who's just spreading that word. If God is calling you to be a messenger, then by all means, be a messenger, because he's not going to let you alone. Okay? Trust me. 8 years of trying. But if God is calling you to provide for, to be hospitable, to be the one who brings the messenger, okay, who supports that messenger, then do it to the best of your ability. Paul said to the Galatians, "You welcomed me as an angel of God, as if I were Christ Jesus himself." If you accept God's call and are faithful to spread his good news, then you will receive the reward of the righteous. And if you accept the good news and the one who brings it, meaning you put your faith in that and accept Christ, then you too will receive the reward of the righteous. Jesus said, "He who receives you receives me, and he who receives me receives the one who sent me. Whoever takes the Son gets it all." Would you say that with me? Whoever takes the Son gets it all. My friends, choose this day whom you will serve.